On the show today, we have Bottom Line's General Manager Norm DeLuca talking about digital banking trends for credit unions, so check it out. Hey, we're talking like digital banking trends for credit unions and all sorts of cool technology type stuff. But before we dive into it, can you give Bottom Line a quick plug? Who are you guys? What are you all about?
Sure. Thanks. So Bottom Line Technologies, we're a mid-sized software company headquartered up here in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We're all about, our core business is electronic payments, and we're all about enabling banks to and credit unions to win by using digital technologies really intelligently.
Okay, very cool. So what is the latest in digital banking business with credit unions? What do we see? I mean, because we're rounding out 2016 now, and we're coming up on another exciting 2017. What do you see for credit unions out there when it comes to digital business banking here?
So I think there are a couple of big opportunities that we see for credit unions and banks, but we see a lot of credit unions really focused on. And one is trying to take more advantage of opportunities in small business and commercial markets.
Yeah.
I think that's a relative growth opportunity for a lot of credit unions that they're increasingly focused on. And we're in the business, our main focus is business banking and helping credit unions and banks do business with businesses and build deep, profitable relationships. So we see a lot of opportunity and a lot of credit unions focused on businesses and growing more in that category. And we also see a really big important focus, which is critical to us, around the quality of the customer experience, making digital technologies easier to use, easier to access, more fun and rewarding to use, and just creating a better an easier experience of using the technology that credit unions can provide to their customers.
Exactly. Yeah, because I think you guys are kind of hitting it just right. Because small business lending right now is a good, I don't say it's a huge trend, but it's a growing trend within the credit union industry, especially with the member business lending and all that type of stuff. So, you guys, your timing seems to be good here.
I think so, and I think it's a good opportunity for credit unions because it's a relatively less well-served marketplace. I think financial services institutions in general haven't done as good of a job at the small business and small to mid-sized business markets. But there's really more growth opportunity there for the institutions that have the right kind of value proposition and use technology in the right way.
What can credit unions do better in this area, along with using your technologies? What do you have any advice for them or anything like that? Because this is kind of your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I've been at Bottom Line for about 5 years. Before that, I spent my whole career in the banking industry, managing banking businesses and doing business with, competing with other banks and credit unions. Mm-hmm. And I think credit unions are they're uniquely positioned to win with a combination of relationships, community, and technology.
Yeah, I like that.
Lots of smaller financial institutions want to win that way, but I really do think credit unions that's a uniquely opportunistic formula for them. They're very member centric, and relationship centric, community based, and that formula combined with some good investments in digital technologies is a winning formula.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And so, what's the future of one of the other things that you guys do is B2B payments? So, I mean, what's the future here as kind of segueing from the technology to the payment sector?
The future, so business payments is a really, really big part of what we do. It's kind of at the core of what
we
do.
Okay.
But our real focus is innovating around payments and innovating around that core. And in I think a few key ways. One is making payments more safe and more secure. There's lots of money involved in payments.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're dealing with business to business, there's a lot of money going back and forth.
It's a real, rich target for bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So spend a lot of time and effort making our payment solutions more secure, protecting against fraud and so forth. I think, secondly, it's making payments easier, right? There's a lot of complexity around business payments, and it shouldn't be that complex. It should be simpler for especially smaller businesses and consumers to be able to make and manage the kind of payments that they need to. It shouldn't be that hard. So we really focus on the user experience and simplicity. And probably the third and most important part of the future is data and insights from payments. That's really what matters most.
Okay.
And can the credit union, can the institution learn from the data it it sees and how businesses are paying and getting paid. What can you learn about that? What kind of insights can you get from it so you can provide your customers with good advice? Mm-hmm. That's what we value even more than just your ability to process an electronic payment. Mm-hmm. Can you teach them something from it that can help them, you know, grow their business, sell more, make better decisions? So we're focused on innovating around payments in those ways.
Yeah, because we're hearing a lot more of the term frictionless and trying to, you know, keep the hurdles as low as possible when it comes to this stuff to make it easier and easier. It sounds like this is what you guys are really focusing on right now. And that just adds so much more value to a credit union's business lending business. So it sounds like we're on the right track here.
Absolutely. We like to say we're attacking fragmentation and friction. Okay. But those are two things that are kind of in the way of businesses having the kind of relationship with a credit union or a bank that they want. All the pieces that they need to manage their business shouldn't be fragmented. They right. should be seamless. And there shouldn't be a lot of friction. It shouldn't be as hard as it is. It should be easier so that they can focus on running their business and learn more about good insights and good advice mm-hmm. and not have I don't have to deal with a lot of friction and fragmentation.
Yeah, what do you mean by fragmentation? Can you explain that for a second? I'm just kind of, for folks, that might be a new term for folks out there. We know the frictionless, but the fragmentation sounds pretty interesting here.
Yeah, I think it's a big problem and a big opportunity. Okay. We've done a lot of focus groups with a lot of small businesses and SMBs and small to mid-sized businesses. And one of the biggest trends we've seen is these businesses really need lots of different kinds of financial services. They want to have different types of payment solutions. They want to have different types of analytical solutions. They have different kinds of cash management mm-hmm. solutions. And they, in this marketplace, there's a lot more of those solutions that are available to them from either from their credit union or bank or from lots of other players. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the combination of them, if they don't work together well and they're fragmented, a whole bunch of really simple, cool solutions can actually make things worse for the business.
I can see that, yeah, yeah.
Complicated to manage the fragmentation. So we focus on trying to make the different products and solutions work together better to present the business with a more seamless experience. So that's how we look at trying to solve fragmentation as well as friction.
Yeah, because you can see it's kind of like adding layer on top of layer on top of layer, and all of a sudden you're kind of... You're like loaded down with this stuff, and then it's not working well, and because it's so loaded down, that it sounds like, boy, if you can make it easier, simpler, less fragmented, as you say, then yeah, we're in business. So yeah.
Right. What's in the best interest of the credit union is to be able to have that consumer or business use more services from that institution. That's how you deepen the relationship, make it last longer, yeah. make it more profitable, but. The business or the consumer isn't going to want to do that if it gets harder and harder if those solutions don't work together well.
Yeah, especially when the competition is down the street doing something a lot easier. It's going to be like, oh, let's cruise over there and see what they're doing.
So yeah. I think the big trend is less about, can I provide the most different solutions? And it's about, can I make those solutions that I do provide mm-hmm. together well yep. to provide a real seamless, simple experience.
Yep, indeed. So anything else to wrap up here, Norm? I mean, gosh, this is such a like growing topic now. It's like we've just only scratched the surface, it seems like. What else can we add to wrap up here for credit unions looking for even better 2016 was a pretty good year for credit unions, and yep. 2017 looks like it's shaping up pretty well as well. So what other advice can you provide for credit unions out there?
I think investing in mobile first, mobile technologies and taking a mobile first approach to credit unions' use of technology. Consumers, small businesses, small to mid-sized businesses increasingly are willing to and want mobile services, and they want to be able to access things through mobile technology. Of course, they don't want that necessarily to replace their relationships or their ability to use other channels or walk into the credit union right. and trust the people they trust, but it's the combination of things, and you can't ignore mobile, and it's a really growing area.
That's the understatement of the year. It's just like, it's crazy how much it's growing. And it's things like, I think by the time this interview is over, there'll be something new out there for folks to adopt in the mobile.
Technology is moving very, very quickly.
Indeed. Absolutely. Well, thanks to you folks like you that are keeping it simple for us and keeping us on top of it all. So appreciate that. And keep up the good work. Let's check in on 2017 and see how things are going.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Norm, thanks again.